Well, the trucker boycott of New York City is only the beginning of what you're about to see unfold across America. As part of the ratcheting up of the Civil War, now this new Civil War, I've dubbed it the Uncivil War. It's not going to be, of course, like the first Civil War, North versus South, or even just people shooting each other in large open fields, things like that. This is really going to be urban versus rural America. Now, urban America, the cities are mostly run by Democrats. They all hate America. They despise the rule of law. They weaponize government against conservatives and against Trump supporters. Without exception, every Democrat in power in America wants to see the border overrun. Without exception, they are all treasonous actors. They vote that way. You can just look at their voting record in Congress. They're constantly, you know, voting for either more benefits for illegals or to keep the border wide open or no funding for the border, things like that. They are already experiencing the collapse of their own blue cities due to their policies, and they are about to FAFO, which is F around and find out. In fact, the trucker embargo of New York City is just the opening salvo of FAFO. That if you F around with America and you F around with the rule of law and you weaponize the government and you weaponize the judicial system against the American people, you're going to find out that the people that you're pissing off are the people upon whom you depend for the things that keep you alive. I'm talking to the blue city leaders here. Every blue city will become a death trap if it loses food and water and energy or electricity and bandwidth and all these things that are necessary for cities to operate. And I just mentioned bandwidth there. You might think, well, that's not a big deal. You know, why is bandwidth so important? Well, it's because every fiber optic line that goes to every city in America runs through a rural county somewhere. And every fiber optic line can easily be dug up and severed with some guy with a backhoe. And it takes like 2 minutes, you know? And in fact, it's so easy to cut the lines that they're cutting them accidentally all the time. You know, farmers or road construction crews, you know, the lines always run along the sides of the highways and they're out there doing, you know, the lines always run along the highways and they're out there doing some kind of maintenance and they accidentally cut the fiber optics. Well, these days, because the digital economy and e-commerce and also, you know, intergovernmental agency communications and email and everything else, it's all digital. Cutting off bandwidth to a city can be rather devastating. Now, I know that bandwidth is redundant. You know, if one fiber optic line is cut, another one can pick up the slack, but that can only work to an extent, after which the traffic just doesn't get through anymore, depending on how many lines are cut and how much redundancy there is and what's the capacity of the border routers and things that handle that traffic. But that's just one example. Bandwidth. Cities need bandwidth, and without it, they're in deep, deep trouble. But you know what else cities need? Well, they need food, and they need trucking. They need trucks to deliver the goods. And if the trucks say we're not going to deliver the goods, then these cities are in deep trouble. And think about everything that trucks deliver. It's gasoline and diesel, it's propane, it's food, consumer goods, spare parts for everything, you know, from air conditioning and automobiles and, you know, telecom and everything that stocks the stores of Best Buy and Walmart and Home Depot. It all arrives by truck. If the trucks don't roll, your city collapses. And so the truckers have actually done something that's very similar to what the Houthis have done in Yemen, in a sense, except without using missiles. The Houthis have carried out a naval blockade against Israel, the US, and the UK by using low-cost drones to kind of harass shipping vessels that go through the Red Sea on their way to the Suez Canal or on their way from the Suez Canal. Basically, they've rendered the Suez Canal useless to a lot of the shipping, most of the shipping, from Israel, US, and the UK. And the Houthis did that without having a navy. They don't have a navy. They don't have a naval vessel of any kind. Maybe a couple of motorboats or something like that. But they don't need it. It's just like the truckers in the U.S., they don't need to carry out, you know, kinetic attack. They don't need to do anything illegal. They don't need to set off bombs. They don't want to either. They're not terrorists. They're truckers. They just want their country back. They're honest, hardworking Americans. They're not terrorists. They're not saboteurs. The terrorists are the federal government itself and the weaponization of the government against the people. When a court in New York has a twisted, fraudulent judgment against President Trump and says you got to pay $450 million or whatever that is because we think that you used the wrong numbers on your bank loan documentation however many years ago, you know, 12 years ago, whatever it was, that is a weaponization of the system against Trump, and everybody in America knows it. It's supposed to be equal justice under the law, but it's not. It is selective prosecution. While the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bidens all get off for all their crimes, never have a day in court, and all the people who shut down the economy during COVID, all the bureaucrats and tyrants who destroyed local businesses and destroyed the lives of the people and pushed the vaccine mandates and pushed the hospital protocols that led to mass hospital homicide. We have over 1 million Americans dead because of the COVID vaccines and the hospital homicide. Those people will never see a day in court. They will never be prosecuted. They will never be indicted, at least not under this current system. But yet they go after Trump for doing nothing wrong. Well, look, the American people see the hypocrisy. They're sick and tired of it, and they're pushing back in a form of what you might call nonviolent asymmetrical warfare, which is simply to withdraw your consent from the system. Stop feeding the system that has been weaponized against you. That's what the truckers are doing. They're like, New York City has become a weapon against freedom and justice in America. Well, guess what? We're not going to deliver anything to New York City. And I'm seeing a lot of other people expand that talk to say they won't even do business with New York City. No more business in New York City, no more shipments to New York City, things like that. And I know that some of you who live in New York City, you're not part of this. You're not the problem. You're probably suffering under the same tyranny as everybody else there. But the city has to have pressure from people in order to change and to stop its weaponization against Trump and others like Trump. And so this withdrawal of consent, it is going to have an area effect of economic, you know, supply chain disruptions, let's say. There's just no way around that. So if you live in New York City, stockpile, baby. You know, stock up, get ready. You better have some backup supplies of food, water filters, emergency medicine, everything that you're going to need, even cash or gold and silver or things like that. Make sure you have backup supplies because life is going to get rough. I'm not talking about just from the truckers. I'm talking about everything that's coming. The ratcheting up of civil war is going to be truly historic. This is just the opening salvo. It's going to get way more disruptive from here. And what's changed now in 2024 is that people are aware of how the government has been turned into a weapon of terror against the people, and they're fed up with it. They're aware and they're fed up. And so they're beginning to push back in nonviolent ways. It's a form of protest to say that we're not going to deliver truckloads to your city. You know, it's a form of protest to say we're not going to provide services of, you know, HVAC services or plumbing services or electrical services. We're not going to ship products to you. We're not going to participate in supporting your weaponized city because your city has become part of the problem. That's what more and more Americans are figuring out right now. And that's why this is going to ratchet up. You should expect for this boycott, this embargo, to expand significantly. It's going to get to the point where you're going to have farmers that will refuse to sell food to organizations that are delivering food to the blue cities. Remember, the blue cities are going to continue to wage an expanding war against America. They're going to do everything possible to interfere with the election. They're going to rig it. You know, they're going to cheat. They're going to run mail-in ballots. They're going to lie. They're going to do everything they can to try to rig this election. That's the way the blue cities operate. And they did that in 2020. That's how they stole the election for Biden. And I have a feeling that if they do that again in 2024, there's probably a large group of Americans who are going to say enough is enough. I don't know what that's going to look like. I don't want to see any kind of violence, obviously. And I always encourage people to be peaceful, be ethical, be moral. But I'm telling you, I can sense the level of anger across the country that has now reached a level that we have not seen before. And you see it reflected in the truckers. Now, in terms of elections, by the way, it seems obvious at this point that the Democrats are not going to let Joe Biden run for office. And I've heard, although this is an unconfirmed rumor, I've heard that like August 19th or something like that, there's a big Democrat convention when they choose their final candidate. And I've heard a rumor that they're going to dump Biden and they're just going to shove Gavin Newsom into that role on that day. It's like, hey, guess what? Your candidate is now Gavin Newsom. Gruesome Newsom, you know, the tyrant of California that has collapsed California into a state of ruin with high taxation, by the way. So you get the highest taxes, but also the most feces on the streets and the most crime and, you know, the most regulation, an atrocious state. No wonder everybody who can is leaving the state. Well, they're going to say that we need Gruesome Newsom to run the country now. So Joe Biden will be out, Newsom will be in. And then the question is, what kind of false flag operation does the deep state carry out in order to blame something big on Trump? It's kind of like J6. J6 was an FBI operation. They planted the pipe bomb near the DNC. It's obvious at this point. All the videos come out that has shown that. They ran it. They had hundreds of undercover agents trying to stir up some kind of violence or, you know, the insurrection, the incursion. You know, they were trying to entrap Alex Jones and Roger Stone, by the way, and those guys refused to fall for it, you know, because they've got some street smarts. So they did not participate in that. They tried to ensnare Owen Schroyer, and he kept calling for peace and civility, and so did Alex Jones. Secret Service was in on it. Donald Trump's own Secret Service was in on the J6 conspiracy to entrap Trump supporters, by the way. You can't even trust Secret Service. I mean, think about that. So they pulled that off, and they've still pulled that off years later, and they've arrested and are persecuting hundreds, if not maybe over 1,000 American patriots who were just peaceful protesters are still rotting in jails in D.C. Think about that. And then they tried to essentially torture them to get, quote, confessions that would be used to prosecute Donald Trump for insurrection. That's what the whole thing was. And some people refused to confess, and then they were given years of jail sentences instead of months. I mean, it's all those people who were nonviolent should be pardoned by President Trump, by the way. But if the deep state pulled that off, imagine what they're thinking of next. They're going to do something even bigger. They're going to do something very violent. They're going to set off a bomb. I'm talking about the deep state. Or they're going to set off a nuke. Or they're going to drop a bioweapon. Or they're going to do a cyber attack on the power grid and somehow blame Trump supporters. Trust me, they're getting ready to do something massive. That's why they've been parading around these feds dressed up as Nazis, waving Nazi flags and always wearing masks. You notice that? So that you can never identify them. Anytime you see Nazi groups running around wearing masks, you know those are feds, by the way. It's kind of a giveaway. So they're gearing up for some kind of a big Nazi fascist type of attack somewhere, which they will attribute to Trump. And, you know, it's always suspicious when they have perfectly matching uniforms of the Nazis. It's like, come on, this is a government op. Everybody knows it. You're not fooling anybody. You know, this whole thing is contrived. It's all theater. It's all designed to play to the cameras of CNN and so on. But they're warming up for something big because they need to try to convince the independent voters that Trump is a terrorist or that Trump is a fascist. And Hillary Clinton even said it recently that Trump is going to use the military against the American people if he's elected president. And the reason she said that is because that's exactly what the Democrats plan to do. That's why they're recruiting illegals into the military and kicking out white people out of the military so they can have a new woke military of illegals who will fire upon American citizens and mass exterminate Americans when they resist a tyrannical takeover and massive gun confiscation and just the total weaponization of the military against the American people. Notice, the military will not defend America's borders, but they will absolutely go to war against the American people. That's coming. It's crystal clear. But anyway, the Democrats are desperately trying to paint Trump as the enemy of America, when in fact, he may be the best pathway to saving America and ending this tyrannical regime government that is, it's a complete out of control terrorism organization, full-blown censorship, nothing but lies and propaganda, money printing, bribery, kickbacks, international warfare, illegal bioweapons labs in Ukraine, human experimentation, you know, locking up political dissidents, human rights violations galore. That's what defines the U.S. empire at this point. It's sickening, it's twisted, it's evil. And electing Trump might be one way to help stop it, although probably the only way is going to be a collapse. And that collapse is coming, you know, a financial collapse and so on. In any case, get prepared, folks. Because civil war is ramping up, you need to have your supplies ready, have all your backups. Let me mention a couple of plugs here. Of course, the satellite phone store, SAT123.com. Get your backup satellite phone that works even when the local towers are down and when the power grid is down. My online store, healthrangerstore.com, gets you backup food supplies that are certified organic, non-GMO, really amazing. We've got the new macaroni and cheese instant meals that's incredibly delicious, very simple ingredients, no artificial colors or flavors or fillers or anything of that kind, all organic, all laboratory tested. Check it out at healthrangerstore.com. And then on top of all that, be sure to check out for backup money, you know, real money, real physical gold and silver, go to metalswithmike.com. That's our gold and silver coin supplier. And then also check out verifiedgoldbacks.com to find out about goldbacks, which have real physical 24 karat gold embedded in every goldback. And that's high utility, high divisibility gold in your hands. So, you know, think about gold and silver. If it's right for you, do your own research. But think about it as a way to preserve assets during a possible financial collapse and then reduce your risk. Across the board, folks, get ready for this. Have backup supplies. Civil war is ratcheting up across America, and our country has been turned into a war zone. So thank you for listening. Check out more of my interviews and podcasts at brighteon.com. Take care. I want to show you what we have put together here in terms of our really popular, now wheat-free, certified organic, lab-tested macaroni and cheese meal mixes. I'm got them on my desk here. The way we sell them, it's in a mini bucket format. You see the bottom ones there. And inside each bucket are three of these packs right here, which is, you know, vacuum packed. It's nitrogen flooded and then vacuumed in a very rugged, long-term stable bag. This is wheat-free. It's made out of amaranth as well as quinoa. And so this holds its shape and texture and tastes really great. It's not like gritty and mushy like whole wheat macaroni tends to be. So we have this, and then this is a cheese pack that's also very durable, rugged packing. And this, you know, no garbage, no artificial colors, no fillers, nothing like that. And in the cheese pack are very simple certified organic ingredients. Check it out. Organic white cheddar powder, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic whey protein powder, organic onion powder, and organic black pepper powder, and that's it, folks. There's no fillers, no artificial flavors, no artificial colors. I mean, no colors of any kind actually in it. And it's very easy to make. It's extremely delicious. Now, it does not have any salt added. We did that on purpose because we wanted people to be able to salt it according to your own taste. So for those having a low sodium diet, you can easily incorporate this. I mean, check the nutrition facts label. It still does have sodium naturally in the cheese, but we did not add any salt. So it can be incorporated into a low sodium diet if that's something that you're paying attention to. For the rest of us, I add salt to this, by the way, and I don't normally add salt to anything, but this is so low in the salt because we didn't add any salt to the recipe that I think you actually have to add a little bit of salt to bring out the flavor and make it taste really delicious. And then it does when you add a little bit of salt to it. So this is, all you got to do is boil water. You know, you boil the elbows for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you add in the cheese powder, you stir it in, you're done. And it's super delicious. This is a really great preparedness meal. I think you'll really love this. We also have, this is very popular. It is an organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. Now, this product, which is available in various quantities, if you go to our store, you can just buy, you know, one canister, or you can buy them in groups. This also is very delicious, but very simple. Look at the ingredients. Organic whey protein powder, banana powder, also organic, peanut butter powder, cocoa powder, coconut sugar, which is a low glycemic sweetener. And that's it, folks. It's all organic. It's laboratory certified. It's super delicious. It blends with water or other kinds of milks. You know, it could be a nut milk or a cow's milk or whatever you want. It's delicious, hot or cold. And it's incredibly nutritious and very clean because we do all the testing. So these are two relatively new products, well, brand new actually, that are in stock right now, at least at the moment, and will probably be sold out of them pretty quickly, but we'll make more. It just takes time to source all these ingredients. It took us many months to get the cheddar cheese powder and the organic cream powder, the butter powder, and the whey. I mean, frankly, all the animal products are taking a very long time to get sourced right now, but we're doing the best we can. We have these available, super delicious. And this is just the first of many kind of instant meals that we're formulating right now. So macaroni and cheese is one of many that we'll have soon. We're going to have different kind of soups, like a lentil soup and also an organic chili product. And they're all going to be based on the same kind of philosophy. Clean, simple, lab-tested ingredients with no artificial anything whatsoever. And also very lower sodium compared to what's typically out there. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to just eat a bunch of salt and MSG. You know, that's what a lot of storable food is, just a bunch of salt and sugar and MSG and textured vegetable protein garbage. And we're not into that, not at all. This is real food, real nutrition, real taste, and it's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. Just go there. You can search for peanut butter to find our chocolate banana peanut butter shake, or if you want the macaroni and cheese, just go to healthrangerstore.com and search for the organic wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no salt added. Or check out our hundreds of other products, such as, like, you can look at herbs right here, all these different categories, different herbs and tinctures. We have garden seeds. We have superfoods. We have personal care products. Here we have organic turmeric gold extract. We have the knives, the Dawson knives. I've co-designed these with Dawson knives. You probably heard about these. This is under preparedness, survival gear. We've got, well, let me just show you. We've got all the different knives right here made of the corrosion-resistant MagnaCut alloy. Mass ratio is one, very popular. That's back in stock now. Consequences covert knife and more. We've got other knives available, including Escape from LA. Hey, I wonder, is that sold out? Hard to keep in stock. But check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. This is how you can support us. And then we give back to you in a multitude of ways with knowledge, with empowerment, with the large language model we're going to be giving away here soon, coming up end of March, with all the interviews and all the things that we do. Plus, we just made a $100,000 donation to Convoy of Hope of non-GMO vitamin C. So when we are able to, we buy an extra large batch of raw materials, and then we use our in-house manufacturing and testing, and we will overproduce certain batches, knowing that we can use Convoy of Hope to distribute them to people in need. And it's a Christian-based ministry that distributes food and supplements. And we've worked with them several times now. And just the other day, $100,000 worth of vitamin C. So that's going out into the hands of people in need across America. Sometimes they distribute to other nations, but they focus on the United States of America. And we will continue to support people in need anywhere that we can. Remember that our slogan is Health Ranger Store, healing the world with clean food. That's our philosophy. That's what we practice. That's what we preach. That's what we do. We do the lab testing. We manufacture clean, simple ingredients that are authentic and pure and tasty. It's like nothing else that you've ever seen in the processed food industry or the processed storable food industry. And a lot of the survival food out there is just heavily processed garbage. I'm sorry to say, that's just honest truth of what it is. You want real food? Come to healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighttown.com and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.